CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting. Hi, Melanie. Did you get a chance this week to see a movie?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's great.
I went to see Rocketman.
Rocketman. Okay, that's good and popular, I guess.
And for good reason. It's a very entertaining film.
Mm-hmm.
And I would... of course, it helps if you like Elton John's mm-hmm. music, but my sense is that, in fact, most people do like Elton John's music.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly do. I'm not a huge Elton John fan. I haven't stocked up on all his albums or anything like that, but I do like his work.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it's a very entertaining movie about his life, his career.
Mm-hmm.
And... I think I mentioned last time that unlike the other very similar film that came out, Bohemian Rhapsody, about Freddie Mercury and Queen, this one has elements of fantasy in it. It's not just a kind of a straight biography mm-hmm. of Elton John. But this one certainly has a couple of things going for it. One, if you like the fantasy parts, which seems to include a whole lot of big... production numbers.
Okay.
With dancers all over the streets and so on, and a few scenes of Elton John in concert doing very, very strange things, like flying up into the air with his hands still on his piano.
Okay.
So that was good fun. And another interesting thing about this movie is that the young man who plays Elton as a young man, there's actually three actors playing him. One is him as a kid, a little boy, and then him as sort of a teenager, and then when he gets old enough to look like his adult self, he's mm-hmm. played by Taron it's either Egerton or Edgerton.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how you say that, but in any event, it's good fun. It's longish. It's certainly a good 2 hours.
Okay.
And if you, you really kind of need to be prepared to sit there for a while. But it was an entertaining couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And good performances, of course, wonderful music. And there were bits of Elton's life that I certainly didn't know about. I mean, everybody knows he's gay. That's his kind of trademark.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is a spoiler, but he actually gets married at one point.
Oh, really? Yes. That's surprising.
Yeah, and very surprising. It looked like a few days, and then it was mm-hmm. over. And he had a manager who was also one of his lovers, who was kind of a bad guy, according to this. Elton had a lot to do with the making of this movie. I believe he was the executive producer. I'm sure he made sure that everything that we're seeing in the movies is what he would like us to see. But it's they don't pull any punches in many ways. There's mm-hmm. There's some very negative aspects to him, and we see those.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
We don't see them all. Who knows? Anyway, good movie. Great music. And it's at the Maison de Cinema, and it likely will be there, in fact, for quite a while, because it's a blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. One of the big movies of the summer.
Oh, big movie mm-hmm. of the summer. Yeah. I'm just checking to see what is coming locally.
Mm-hmm.
There are a remarkable number of English movies playing downtown.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes. And I can't encourage people enough to go and go to those movies so that they will continue to get mm-hmm. English language films. And what they have at the moment, or what is shortly coming, unfortunately, the movie which I think I spoke of last time, Amazing Grace,
mm-hmm.
which is an Aretha Franklin, I believe it's a concert movie, is ending on Thursday. So if you're hearing this on Friday, too late. And I've heard from people who've seen it that it really is an amazing, amazing film. So catch it mm-hmm. in another way. I guess you won't be able to see it on the big screen, at least for a while. Another movie which opened, I believe, last Friday and is doing very, very well is called The Secret Life of Pets 2. Which, again, I mentioned, I'm a big cartoon fan. What can mm-hmm. I say?
Okay, that's good.
I like my movies to be really simple. Mm-hmm. And The Secret Life of Pets 1 was just a hoot. It was mm-hmm. really funny. The animation is, it's not groundbreaking. It's not, you're not going to walk away saying, oh my God, the animation was amazing. It's very good, but the characters are just so cute. And they do cute things, and they're lovable and adorable. So I haven't seen it yet, but I will. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to like it, because I liked the first one so much. John Wick, the third installment, is still there, but only in French. The English language movie called Ma, which is a horror film, which has actually been getting very good reviews. I think mm-hmm. I mentioned that last time. Mm-hmm. And with Viola Davis, who's a terrific actress, and she goes against type and plays a horror film character. Mm-hmm. She's a middle-aged woman who's on the outside, you know, sweet and lovable, mm-hmm. and on the inside is just the opposite.
Okay.
And she's getting good reviews. Mm-hmm. And the movie's getting good reviews for this portrayal, largely. In any event, that's on its way. So again, if you're listening to this on Friday or beyond, won't get a chance to see it. But still there, and actually quite new, is the movie Dark Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And when I was here last week, I said I really don't know anything about this movie. And of course, I did my homework subsequently, and it turns out that The Dark Phoenix is yet another in the X-Men franchise.
Okay.
And this time focusing on the character of Jean Grey, mm-hmm. who goes rogue. Mm. Anyway, it is being solidly panned okay. by the critics, and the audiences aren't liking it very much mm-hmm. either. But it's one of those movies that I had never gotten hugely into the whole X-Men phenomenon. Mm-hmm. So I figured, well, I could take a miss on this one. And I especially can take a miss on this one because it's just, it's being, the critics are hating it.
Okay, great.
Hating it. They're saying this, they should never have made this. As far as they were concerned, at least some of them, they should have ended the X-Men franchise with mm-hmm. the demise of Logan, mm-hmm. who played Wolverine. Not who played, who was Wolverine. Anyway, so someone decided, well, we need to make another movie mm-hmm. Of X-Men. Here it is. It's new, so I guess it'll be around for a while. But mm-hmm. If you feel like going to see it, feel free. If you're an X-Men fan, then I guess it would be one that you would want to see. I'm not one of those X-Men fans. Rocket Man, I mentioned, is really good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Not the best film I've seen mm-hmm. in a long time, but Taron is Elton John. So mm-hmm. it's definitely worth seeing. The movie that I also said many good things about last time, called The Biggest Little Farm, mm-hmm. is still there.
Good.
Yay. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't say that it's going anywhere. It doesn't say final week.
Oh.
So either they just haven't mentioned it, mm-hmm. or it is in fact going to be around for a while longer.
Oh, that
so
would be good.
If you haven't seen it, mm-hmm. and it's in English, it's an English language film that mm-hmm. has French language subtitles. It is not shown on the app of the Maison de Cinema. I think I mentioned this last time. Mm-hmm. Whatever reason, they, I don't know, space considerations, I guess, they just don't have all of the movies that are playing on the app, but they do on their on their website, on their full-size
website. That's good to know.
It's good to know. Mm-hmm. So if you rely entirely on your phone and you say, oh, Melanie said this was a good movie to see and I'd like to see it, but mm-hmm. it doesn't seem to be there. It is there. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be there not just for the remainder of this week, but into next week.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely one to see.
Good.
And not long. It's an hour and a half.
No, and
the time really does kind of fly. Looking at the movies that are coming, several, beginning on June 14th,
mm-hmm.
which I guess is Friday. And of those several, a full three, are English movies.
Oh, that's quite
in English.
Wow.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Men in Black. It's a yet another Men in Black movie, a sequel to mm-hmm. the ones that came out some years ago. And they were very, very popular. But then there hasn't been anything in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
This is Men in Black with, as it turns out, a woman in black. One of the characters. I liked that franchise. I liked the Men in Black films because I just found them hugely entertaining mm-hmm. and clever. Really, like, okay, this has taken a little bit of thought and they've done it well. The Men in Black, by the way, and women are totally new. They're not. Will Smith played one of them in the previous movies, and he's not in this at all. So, one that I would say probably a good bet. Another one that I've seen some trailers for, called Late Night, about a late night talk show host, played by the totally wonderful Emma Thompson, and she is. In need of an overhaul. Her producer basically has said, you know, this is your last season with us, and she'd been there for 20 years or something, mm-hmm. because you're just not, you're not bringing the audiences in anymore.
Okay.
So this is remedied by hiring a woman writer, who is not only a woman, but she is a woman of color, to join all of the writers in the writer's room, all of whom are white males.
Mm. Okay.
So she's looking at this situation and saying, you're going to have to just make some changes in order to mm-hmm. to stay on the air, which she does. So it, from the trailers, it looked cute, kind of pleasant, and maybe had something important to say mm-hmm. about diversity. I'm not sure. And the other movie that's playing starting on Friday in English with French subtitles is called The Dead Don't Die.
Oh, The Dead Don't Die. Okay.
So, and there's this wonderful graphic of an arm coming out of the earth.
Oh, wow. So it's, okay, horror show.
So I think we're looking at a horror movie here.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a very interesting cast of characters. The Bill Murray, of all people, Tilda Swinton, Steve Buscemi, a pretty all-star mm-hmm. cast for a horror movie. So my sense is that it's a horror movie, but it might be a horror spoof. So I will find out more about that and let you know next time. So get out there, go to the movies. We have a number of rainy days
mm-hmm, we do.
Beginning tomorrow, which mm-hmm, is Thursday. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a number of days when you say, oh, what do we do now? Let's go to the movies.
Exactly.
Because we can't go out and garden or play.
Mm-hmm.
So do that. And again, the Maison de Cinema has their wonderful package of 8 tickets for $56, which you can use all at the same time or over a period of time for yourself, for others. It doesn't matter. But that's mm-hmm. the point is that it's $7 a ticket, and they're good forever.
Good.
So that's my recommendation for this week.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.